אנחנו קוראים קטעים נבחרים בנושא חובת בני ברוך.
We are reading selected excerpts on the topic of the obligation of Bnei Baruch to humanity in the last generation. We will continue from item
37.
We want to nevertheless remain longer and longer, more and more on this topic of the obligation of Bnei Baruch towards all of humanity. Because only through this, eventually, we merit the Creator relating to us. We observe our role in this world by receiving a desire from above and yearn for the purpose of creation. It's truly a gift, as we see how it is not given to everyone. And if we received it, we want to know why and for what we received it. Why the Creator did this for us. What is our role in our special state? This is why we scrutinize that here. Here, each of us, with his ten, and the whole Bnei Baruch global group need to scrutinize why we received this special desire to think about the purpose of life, the essence of life, why we live, and that we are capable of attaining this and to explain this to people and bring them closer to this, to raise them from the degree of a beast to the degree of a man.
Please.
So excerpt number 37, this is from Baal HaSulam's The Peace. The tough egoistic resistance among people, along which international relationships deteriorate. All these will not cease from the world by any human counsel or tactic, whatever it may be. Our eyes can see how the poor, sick person is turning over in dreadful, intolerable pains. And humanity has already thrown itself to the extreme right, as with Germany, or to the extreme left, as with Russia. But not only did they not ease the situation for themselves, they've worsened the malady and agony. And the voices rise up to heaven, as we all know. Thus, they have no other choice but to come to accept his burden in knowledge of the Creator, meaning to aim their actions to the will of the Creator and to his purpose, as he had planned for them prior to creation. When they do this, it is plain to see that with serving him, all envy and hatred will be abolished from humanity, as I've shown above. Since then, all the members of humanity will unite into one body and one heart, full of the knowledge of the Lord. Thus, world peace and the knowledge of the Creator are one and the same.
Yes, this is what we are seeing today in the world. We've been through all these stages, the extreme right, the extreme left. We're in a mess, not knowing, not understanding what we need to do next. And here, now, this direct path is revealed to us, which means that we've scrutinized through our work in history, and we've scrutinized where to go, to here, to there, and eventually we see that nothing remains for us. We are in a dead end, both when it comes to ecology, the human society, as far as education, our lives, everything. It's like we've tried everything, and we can see that there is truly no method, no plan, nothing to move forward with. And there's nothing that's attracting, there's nothing that's pushing. repulsing, and what do we do? And here, specifically, this method of the wisdom of Kabbalah is revealed and says that because we tried everything and we are in a state called the last generation. Because we tried to use our egos on the right side and on the left side egotistically. What's happening for us? We are immersed in the ego. And in our egos, we can be either on the topic of reception or on the topic of bestowal. In both of them, when we carry them out in our egos, they bring this forth destruction. On the matter of reception, just like in Nazi Germany, in the matter of bestowal, like in communistic Russia, Soviet Union, we have implemented both right and left methods. Now, we need to just rise upwards to the second floor, which is called faith above reason, to the force of bestowal, and not from the force of reception where we have realized everything here and tried to develop here. There is no more. This is what we need to explain to all of humanity. This is actually our obligation towards all of humanity, that on the egoistic plane, there is nothing more for us to do. It will only and always lead us to destruction. And even if we don't do anything in it, we've caused so much damage and so much bad to Earth and to everything around that we're doing worse even by not doing anything. Even scientists and everyone are already saying how many years, how many dozens of years, I don't know, more or less what's remaining for us in our deterioration until we truly finish off our lives here. Yes, Dudi.
So on the one hand, we say you can't fix the ego between people. On the other hand, we say we have to come in his burden.
No, and then correct it by that method. Don't forget that we're receiving from above. As it raises us from above our egos, then we do make the right connection between people. The Germans wanted to do it in their way. The Russians wanted to do it in their way. Those from the right and those from the left. That's it. We saw the ruin that it brought forth, both this and that. Now comes the question, what do we do? The only thing that remains, which is the rise to a spiritual degree above the ego and begin to work only in order to bestow. Only in order to bestow. And that's what we need to explain to everyone. That that's what remains to do for humanity. Yes.
What does it mean to rise to a spiritual degree from the perspective of people, of the public? What does it mean?
Do everything for the benefit of others.
We always speak to people into their ego, to their level, not that they need to rise. Humanity needs to transcend.
They need to do for the sake of others, everyone. We have come to a state in which we can no longer use our egos, both between even between simple people, the regular people. They can't. They need to understand and feel and learn from our lives that the usage of our ego ruins us both on the level of still vegetative and animal, ecologically, also on the level of the speaking on the human social level, and we have nothing remaining if we just want to exist in a simple corporeal way. We have nothing to do to the right or to the left or to any direction, only in rising above our nature.
Where does the public get this power to rise above their ego?
They will follow us.
Okay, I want to ask about this. The topic of the lesson is the obligation of BB to humanity.
Explain these things, yes.
Okay, so the relationship with humanity, I understand humanity and BB will always change. Right now, the relationship between humanity and BB is just explanation, education.
Yes.
So that's our connection. We don't have any integration or practical, tangible work with them.
There isn't, and I hope that we have several people that are in developing this method in a way of higher education or regular education, and I really hope that soon we will advance in that direction more and more. It's not just like that I pushed you to study in the university, and we need to work on this, and let's hope that in the near period of time we will do again advancement in this field. We need to prepare ourselves to being teachers for humanity.
So you see our breakthrough through the academy?
Also, people nevertheless respect that. That's why it's not just like that I went to get my doctorate. What do I need it for myself? They pay attention to that more. It's more accepted. It's respected somewhat. Not that I do. Therefore, we need to see in what way we nevertheless come closer to humanity. We have no choice. As it's written, educate a child according to his ways. What is the way of the lad? He likes these things and those things and those things. So you're going to go in the same ways, according to his ways. But with that, you can in some way put into him your principles, your values.
And in this intellectual way, when we communicate knowledge and explanation to the people about the root and cause of the solution to the crisis, what's happening behind the scenes?
We're passing on to them forces through us, a force from above.
What force?
That is what does the work.
What force passes through? Well, because we explain to them that it's about the ego and so on.
But our entire method stems from the words of Kabbalists. Therefore, when we are bringing to them the words of Kabbalists, it turns out that they're receiving it directly from the heavens, as we say. And there's a spiritual force, a force of bestowal, a force of the light, even though it comes down through us. But you can't have such a connection otherwise between spirituality and the general folks. But through us small ones, and on the other hand, when we want to ascend, if we don't engage in that, we ourselves won't ascend. Because we have a role. We must be that transition, as he explains to us in the giving of the Torah, Matan Torah.
So from our desire to communicate the language to the Kabbalists in a language that's suitable for them, that's already working, even if we don't understand or feel it this way?
It's not important. We need to be a pipeline.
So this means being a pipeline even if I don't understand further?
Yes. Don't add.
And what do I get from them in return?
What goes through you, you receive. You all of a sudden receive intellect, feeling, discernment, everything.
From the upper one.
From the upper, since you're passing it to others.
And what do I get from the lower one?
A lack, because they feel bad, they want. The lack, the deficiency comes from the bad one. They feel bad. It's bad for me. I don't have this, and this in corporeal matters. You need to show them that it will be good for you in corporeality under the condition that you rise somewhat. Hear what I'm telling you. The good, the force of good is in a little bit of a higher degree than the ground. Let's rise up. I'm going to help you. Listen a little bit, hear a little bit, read a little, and you will see how this operates on you and works. You don't need to exert just your ear a little bit, your heart a little bit, so it will lean towards me a little bit, and I will pass this on to you. And what do? I pass it as much as I'm capable. Therefore, it's good that we learned and the university. It's good that we've done all these things. We need to show ourselves as capable, understanding, ready, and we will do.
Last question. Why do I need the 10 here? I directly publicize the words of the Kabbalists.
No, you won't be a pipe if you can't, because you can't connect to the upper ones if you don't be with the 10. If you won't be a 10. Do you understand? And to pass to the lower one, you can't. Here, the law of that pipeline works. And that pipeline is Pchinot, it's 10 Sfirot.
If I would give that to pass it on to a, you know, an ad man, advertising agency, that will just do the
no,
work.
No, that wouldn't work. That won't work. You know, that's the question. What would you do with it? Okay?
Midwest.
Good.
USA Midwest.
Есть сильное ощущение, что мы втянуты в серьезную гонку между изменениями к худшему в нашем мире, изменениями к лучшему через наше объединение.
There is a strong feeling that we are entering this meaningful, significant race where the changes that happen can happen positively in the world according to our connection, but it seems like the finish line is very close.
I am certain that we are capable of carrying out this action. I am certain that we will do the action. I heard it from Rabash. And I am certain that we are pacing on the right direction. So let's aim ourselves just more towards connection. That's our first target. And the goal, which is adhesion with the Creator, which is the second target. And that's how we will attain everything. We are capable. We are capable. And you see the extent in which we're advancing. And in truth, we were advancing even faster. But we must be ready for the nations of the world, for all of humanity. Therefore, our advancement is not just in height, but in broadness, in width. We have to be ready for the whole world soul, the general soul. And this necessitates time. It necessitates more efforts. We are not just advancing for our own sake. Do you understand? That's the problem. We need to be big and capable of leading all of humanity. And we will be as such. We will be that way. It doesn't depend on me. The Creator chose me, as it's written. The Creator chose us. And that's how we advance. We just need to not fear. Don't be afraid. Let all the others engage. You see what they're engaged in. Let them have it, their games. We have this.
New York 4.
Shalom Rav.
Hello Rav. What do we need to feel between us so that the world will hear us?
Responsibility. First of all, responsibility. And confidence. That we have no choice. You see how we're advancing. You will soon see a few months ahead, a few years ahead, what's happening. You will see, you will feel this development, how it's truly happening in all of humanity, in us, why it's happening this way. Israel, the United States, Russia, Europe, why the Creator, what the Creator is doing here. We will feel these things and we'll be able to work with this practically. These are things that day after day, more and more, these will change at a greater speed. And specifically, the connection between Israel and America is very important. And also with Russia, it's very important. And with Europe, in truth. But Israel and America especially. Not physically, not materialistically, not financial. That's all. Not military. But because the big ego is there, and we have the weapon against the great ego. And in such a way, we need to begin with America on the left side, and with the right side, and the Russia on the left side, and we as Israelites in the central part of it need to make sure that we raise all of humanity.
Another small thing in explaining to people is it more importantly to connect about their connection, to talk about their connection or the final destination, global connection?
I can't say. It depends who you're talking to. I think it's important for all people what's happening with me. And therefore, see in what way you connect. Yes.
Tov.
Okay.
USALA. USALA.
Tuda Rav. Unam she America o makom.
Thank you, Rav. Even though America is the place of the ego, there is a big part that is dying, that is
the
suffering.
Question.
Should we just avoid the pain for now, as you told us?
You do what's good for humanity if you connect to them. And do what's good for the group if you connect to the group. And you are between them and them. That's it. And the keter of the group is the creator, and the whole group transfers all it receives from him to all of humanity. And each and every friend in the 10 in the group must be concerned with not himself, but rather in bringing contentment to the creator by connecting to him all of humanity through the group. That's it. We're done with America, now with Africa. Africa.
Thank you, Rav. We understand that we have to educate a boy according to his ways. Our question is, how do we measure the progress of the Ahab in order to adapt our ways to his fast-changing ways?
We talked the whole time about that. I don't know what else to add. This is what we talked about the whole time. Learn what we're doing here. And that's it. Read, possibly we have the book, The Last Generation, in English or something like that, similar to that. So check. We have for sure in our archive many materials about this in English. Okay? We already were here and there.
Mac VG4.
Доброе утро, уважаемый Рав. Доброе утро, все товарищи. Вопрос от группы.
Good morning, dear Rav, all friends. This is a question from our group. Every person is in charge of the whole world, so it says, sit and do nothing is better. Who are these recommendations for? All of humanity?
To the extent in which any person can hear. Kabi 1.
Okatav, Rav. Okatav, Havarim. We've been instructed that Kabbalists only write about spirituality and spiritual states, but this art, Balasulamargo, is clearly dealing with corporeality. Is there a way for us to clearly determine when an article is about spirituality and when there's corporeality in it, or if there's some overlap, or is it something we just have to scrutinize and eventually we'll figure it out? Toda, Rav.
In no place does Baal HaSulam ever talk about corporality, and we're never talking about corporality. Spirituality is called, and here you're mistaken in maybe what you're thinking spirituality is. Spirituality is called in order to bestow. Spirituality is called connection above the ego. Spirituality is called love above hatred. That's called spirituality. It's not spiritual characteristics and spirits that you can depict to yourself, but rather only bestowal above reception, only love above hatred. That is called spirituality. That's it. Okay.
PT29.
Question. Can you explain again how the integration with the broader Kli happens? Let's say someone writes our article once. Is that enough for integration?
It's not enough for incorporation, and you need to do many, many actions.
But tell me, who did he write this article for? Who?
To you. He wrote it for you.
How to me? It exists for 100 years already.
So what? He knew that in 100 years some bum is going to sit here, and if he doesn't read this article, he'll continue to be lazy with his life.
It's a bit putting me in despair, look, because it says
why
that only then all the people of humanity will connect as one man and one heart, and they'll understand the Creator, and the knowledge of the Creator and connection is the same thing. When can it happen with us first, with our tens? When will it happen then?
I see that in the dimensions of the universe, which is millions and billions of years. Do you understand what the speed of light is? And you're hearing that there's some planets that we're discovering now that yesterday we couldn't discover because the light from them has yet to reach us. And the light, let's say from some planet or star that was discovered especially is around 100 million years was on the way to us. Meaning that you're now seeing that star, that new star or planet, and you don't see it. You're seeing it in a state that was 100 million years ago. Do you understand that? Such distances, such things. Where are you with the your questions and your problems? Therefore, we will enter spirituality a little more. We will begin to understand and feel these dimensions. And we are now on the way to this, truly, on the entrance. And then you will be able to say what they're writing. They're writing from a state that you're not in. But that's how he sees it. It's like you tell a child something, he won't believe you, because he doesn't see that.
So you see us as stars.
Come down, everything will take place, and much faster than you think.
Amen.
Ukraina.
Да, вопрос такой, о звездах и только о других, для распространения.
Okay, I have this question, not with respect to the stars, but with respect to other people and dissemination. I saw this show where some celebrities are...
The question.
Okay. At the end of each episode, the celebrities recommend other celebrities.
That does not interest us. You can go into there. You can't do anything with that. Try if you want. But we are so isolated from all those other things, from all those other methods, because they're built upon the ego of a person. The more you operate and grasp them with their egos, you hold on to all kinds of interesting things for them, egoistically, they will go with you. The moment you start to talk about connection, they will run away. They will truly run away. Therefore, you can try, but I'm telling you in advance, how far you will be accepted there, and when will you not be accepted there, as if you don't exist. Long ago we feel ourselves that way. For a long time already. Because they're saying, we can't sell what you want to say. It doesn't interest people. That's it. It doesn't complement our ego, our evil inclination. Do you know how much we have invested in advertisement? And we have? Nothing helps. Humanity doesn't want to buy it. They don't want to even take it free, even with the addition that you add to it. Because you're talking about a person having to give up his ego. That's it. To beat up someone, you can connect between people, no problem. Because that is an egoistic goal. But to do something good to someone just like that, without any context that it comes to me, that I'm earning something from it, then it's not like I'm doing something good to someone, but I benefit from it. No one wants that. Therefore, you can try, and then you can tell us. Okay?
Practically, what's the educational method we offer to society?
What we are learning now, enter our site and see what's written there. Maybe you too will start getting into this. Anyone who wants to belong to the educational program of ours, please, you're invited to enter the site and be interested in what's written there.
Привет, Раф. У вас есть миллионах последователей в соцсетях. Как можно работать с этими людьми, чтобы...
Hello, Rav. You have millions of viewers on social media. How can we work with these people in order to bring them to a tighter connection with us?
I understand you, dear friend, but I myself don't know. I myself don't understand how to do it, how to attract people to this method of connection. We need to try and try more and more and pray about it, and then the Creator will shine our path. He will illuminate it. That's how it is. On one hand, it's not good. It's good that I don't know, because then I don't corrupt you, and I say, do. That's it.
Latin free.
Hola, Rav. En Latinoamérica a veces uno siente
Hello, Rav.
Especiales llegar al corazón de un pueblo.
In South America, sometimes a person feels like there's a special way to connect to people's hearts, and you know, to connect them through health or mythology or science, or how can we do this without becoming some new kind of religion for them?
Again, you're asking me, I want to remain with the question, and for you to remain with that question and begin to examine how we nevertheless come to our audience. On the one hand, they're suffering, they're missing money, they're missing health. Those are the two main things that are lacking for people, money and health. How can we bring them those things? How can we tell them how to get those things? That's the main thing. Try and explain that. Each to his nation. And that's how we will succeed. Okay? Especially I want, oh, we have USA Midwest. Well, if it's Americans, then I today can't limit them.
Hi, Rob.
USA Midwest.
It has to do with what you said about Israel and America. How do we intensify, increase dramatically, quickly, the connection between Israel and our country here?
That I don't know. But I don't think that it can come through the American Jews. No. It doesn't seem to me that way. It seems to me that it's specifically in all kinds of more general ways. Because it's not clear yet. That is also not clear yet. We're in a state which is all foggy and needs to be clarified. We will see. Think, see how it's possible. Yes. I think that through this work on the pandemic and all these things, it's possible that the right connections will be revealed between Israel and the United States. But they need to be connections in spiritual form. Because Americans that are made, as we talked about, through their excessive ego in Israel, with their spiritual warping excess, all of that has to come to some form of connection. I truly expect that nevertheless, the world will start to receive the method of Kabbalah between America and Russia on both sides. And here in the middle, they'll understand that there's no choice but to accept the spiritual method, the spiritual connection.
Can we influence it? Are there things that we can do now to influence it?
I don't know. For the time being, we need to study now, and maybe in a few months we will be wiser. But in the meantime, we don't have what to go out with. And also in America, all these things need to calm down, because the nature of things right now, it's still all burning. We will go through these next 2-3 months, and then we will see. That's it.
Salt Lake City.
Hello, Rav. Hello, friends.
Shalom,
Rav, I heard you say some time ago that America has the biggest ego, and Israel has the ego to complement America. What way can we come together? What connection can we come together with as, you know, two great nations to bring the light to the world? I hope that makes sense. Thank you.
Ah.
We need to rise above. The spiritual light needs to be attained above. Above in the connections, between the connections in the American groups and Israel, the connection of the nations of the world, the connection of our groups of the world Kli. If we unite all together, we will come to success. But that's, we need to wait for that. A few more months, we will be much wiser. For the time being, we will move to info. We have a meal today.
Yeah, we will start from an update from the holidays team about things we're going to have in the near future. Then we'll talk about this evening's YH, and let's start with, and then the schedule. Hello, Rav. Hello, friends. We are representing your team of friends who are responsible for preparing the Kli to the holidays. We want to treat the holidays as one continuous congress for all the friends around the world, where we all feel this single center, this act of connection that can lead us to a new level of connection between us. We wanted to ask a question. We wanted to get some direction from you. What is the level that you see us rising to during the holidays, and how do we prepare ourselves for it?
We know that there's no such concept of Israel. Israel is one that connects within him and to the Creator, Yashar Kel, direct to the Creator. Therefore, all these holidays do not belong to the nation of Israel. They belong to a group that once was a group of Kabbalists and defined for them this way their behavior, their holidays. So we have from the 18th to the 20th of September a holiday called Rosh Hashanah, a new beginning. This is a very special holiday. Prior to that holiday, it's customary to do soul introspection. What did I do? What didn't I do? Did I succeed or not? Of course, I didn't succeed to come to my individual and general correction. And therefore, I am sorry for not succeeding, and I really want to succeed in the future. And therefore, this whole period is called slichot, repentances. So during this, the days before Rosh Hashanah, we will learn the materials about slichot, like the forgivenesses. It's enough for us in every lesson to maybe half an hour of it to study about that. And that's worthwhile because it gives us the feeling of what's lacking for us to reach connection, correction. Then Rosh Hashanah meaning it was a beginning of a new change. Hence, what change do we want to occur? What new year are we seeking to have? And so forth. So we will learn the study materials of the Kabbalists about Rosh Hashanah. After that, we have 5 days after Rosh Hashanah, we have a holiday that everyone also knows about, which is Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. Yom Kippur is a special holiday, which we will learn about, why it needs to be, why and how it happens. That's one day, meaning we will devote to this. One morning will be sufficient. And then Sukkot, a few late days after Yom Kippur, begins the holiday of Sukkot. 3 days, actually. And then we, for a whole week, are in such a holiday of Sukkot. So we will read what this holiday symbolizes for us, why Kabbalists celebrate it, what happens in nature, why does it belong to nature specifically during this period of time with Rosh Hashanah, with Yom Kippur and Sukkot, why they're all
arranged in such a way that also in that astronomic time belong to Earth and the Sun and the Moon in such a way, why we need here to do certain actions by which we can succeed more in this special time, in the right participation between the Earth and the Sun and the Moon in our actions. What profit and success we can do here. In short, I talked more than we need to, maybe. All together, we will learn a little bit about how the Kabbalists relate to such processes that we go through in spirituality.
Info.
More. Info.
Thank you, Rav. We'll move on to Tim.
Hi, friends. Rav. North America has taken your words, Rav, very seriously. And our hearts are exploding with what the action is that we have in front of us. We're going to try and build a force to be bigger, to hold all of North America above all of this ego that's happening, and we need every one of the friends' help. We need everybody to make a ring of love around us, as Rav suggested, and hold us, because tonight is the night where our hearts come together and change, where the fire will burn instead of in the streets of America, in the hearts of the people in America, toward us. We have the power to change everything, and America is ready. The Kli is ready there. With your help, we can succeed. There has been a special YouTube channel transmission, and the link has been distributed to everyone, to all the groups. So look in all of your channels to find it, and we will be there waiting for you. We're not having a summary tonight after the lesson, because we're going straight into it with the power and the force of the lesson. So, l'chaim, friends, and thank you for your support. Let's do this thing together. Let's change the world.
L'chaim. And we'll start changing the world today also this morning Israel time from 11. There will be a live broadcast with Rav and Mushi. Then there will be a recorded lesson at 1 p.m. And from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Workshop led by our instructors. And there's also the peak of the day at 8 p.m. Israel time, a world gathering of friends and song.
Caer y tu primavera es mi florecer, tu guerra es mi guerra también, y tu alegría es mi felicidad. Alayla shelcha, hu alayla sheli, yareach mane gam lecha veli, haemet shebecha zo haemet shebi. הלבן שלך הוא הזכות שלי. Todos juntos en un barco van, estamos tú y yo en el bien y en el mal. Solo juntos llegamos. Kulanu yachad beota sira, ze ani veata. בטוב וברע, רק ביחד, רק ביחד נגיע. fuerza es un ancla de amor, ese que hay en ti y que está en mí. הכאב שלך הוא הסבל שלי, האושר שלך זו השמחה שבי. Tu miedo es un temblor en mí y tu mundo es todo para mí. כולנו יחד באותה סירה, זה אני ואתה, בטוב וברע, רק ביחד, רק ביחד נגיע. Todos juntos en un barco van, estamos tú y yo en el bien y en el mal, solo juntos, solo juntos llegamos. Kulanu yachad beota sira, estamos tú y yo en el bien y en el mal, rak beyachad, solo juntos llegamos.